for city council here in Bartlesville for Ward 3.
Very good. Now, we've had Kojo and Emily. I don't think we've had the city council candidate in yet, but we probably will. Here, real cool. Yeah. This is going to be nice. Now, Karen, you and I have been looking at the weather forecast, and even Alan Jensen said it's not going to rain tonight.
No. I already put my order in, and they should be very afraid.
Now,
it's not going to rain.
Now, this is something kind of new and kind of different. Where we're bringing the candidates to a new venue.
Yes, the Tower Center at Unity Square. It just happened to open at the perfect time where we can have outdoor events doing social distancing. Tonight we are asking people to please wear their masks also. Bring a blanket, bring a chair. We're having Shorty's Grill there with the food truck. The Tower Cafe, if people wish it to stay opened a little bit later, it will. So it's going to be just a night to enjoy with Democrats, Republicans, Independents. This is more of an informational forum for the candidates, and we also have five federations that will be there.
Five federations. That sounds like a pretty big deal.
Yes, and the federations are coming in within the Oklahoma Democratic Party. We try to ensure that marginalized communities are represented. So we have federations that can address those specific needs that different communities may look to get accomplished.
Now, Dwan, I understand you and Karen have a little thing on Facebook Live that is getting some traction. People are calling you like Kelly Lee and Michael. Or
Yeah, Kelly, I mean.
See what I mean?
Karen keeps me straight on those forums. But, yeah, we're just trying to ensure that we get the people out there to meet the candidates, kind of know who they're voting for when they go to the polls this election season.
Okay. What time does the event get underway tonight, Karen?
Well, the Federation panel will start at 6, and the candidates will come on stage at 7.
Now, what can we expect with the panel? Is this the informational part?
Yes. We're having five federations, like I said. We have the Native American Federation, Affirmative Action Federation, Afro-American Federation. We're having the chair of education there as well, and the Disability Federation.
Now, Dwan, you've been busy. I mean, you got to have roller skates to keep up with you. So you've been as well as Karen all over the place during this campaign season, haven't you?
Oh, yes. District 1 consists of Tulsa County, Wagner County, and Washington County. So I've hit the road quite a bit to get down and support the different counties here in the Congressional District 1.
Oh, man. Yeah. So the time that I ran into both you at the same time was when you had Abby Broyles, who was running against Senator Inhofe in Bartlesville. Boy, it seems like it was a million years ago because it was before COVID.
Yeah.
Because you had a pretty tightly packed room, and that was the last time I saw people kind of mingling together.
Yeah, and Tom, you have to give me your secrets because you looked a little older then, you look younger now. You have to share your secrets.
Yeah, I'm seeing a doctor. Yeah. You know those cheeseburgers and fries and donuts and pizzas I used to have for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't have them anymore.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I'm looking marvelous. Thank you very much.
Looking marvelous. Yeah.
Look like a deflated tire here, hopefully, a little bit. But, Karen, once again, this whole setup that you have here with the Democratic Party, you and Dwan are doing something a little different, something that's along with the party, but also something that's a little different. Rural, what was the name?
Well, Dwan has asked me to be the CD1 Rural Strategic Planning Committee Chair.
Does that fit on a band?
Yeah.
You can tell that, it really takes some mind.
You have to take your time.
I got to really think about those words. But what it is just working hand in hand with Dwan, working alongside of him in the rural areas, not just Tulsa.
Oftentimes, you hear a lot from the rural communities that ask, where are the candidates? Why aren't we putting on events in the rural community? So we said, well, let's meet that challenge. And then that's why we decided to have the event here. And then we're excited to have it here in Bartlesville tonight.
Yeah, very excited.
That's very good. And tonight we start at 6 with the panel, 7 with the candidates?
Yes, 6 o'clock with the five panelists of the federations. And then Abby will be on stage at 7.
Wow. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So this is going to be nice. The weather is going to be nicer.
Yeah. Bring a jacket.
I'm looking right here at the forecast. Yes. Yeah. Slight chance of rain, only like minimal, like 10%.
Yes. So, come on out. Yeah. Bring a long chair. We will have index cards for people to write questions for the panel and for the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a Q&A for the federations and for the candidates also. Mm-hmm. We will have sign-up sheets. We will have voter registration. Remember, today is voter registration day.
Voter registration day.
Yes.
Yes.
So even regardless of your affiliation, whether you're Republican, Independent, or Democrat,
mm-hmm.
we will be kind enough. We will give you a registration form. And we will also bring it to the County Elections Board to get that set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if they've missed Abby or if they haven't met Kojo, it'd be a wonderful opportunity to come out and meet them.
Yeah.
And dynamic young people.
They are very dynamic.
And again, it's free. Come on out, get some fresh air and maybe some information.
Yes.
And if you haven't made up your mind about where you're going to go or which direction you might go as far as the election is concerned, at least you can get registered.
Yes. And if you have a child or a grandchild that is 17 years old, but they're turning 18 by November 3rd,
mm-hmm.
they can also register now and they can vote November 3rd.
That's critical because
that's very important.
A lot of people kind of forget about that.
Yes.
It's 18, I don't know. It's too close to the election. They won't count me anyway. And then they throw their hands up and wait another 2 or 3 years.
And if they need any help or information about mail-in ballots or mail-in voting, there's people there that would be glad to answer any questions they might have on that. So they're not rejected.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ballots are being rejected for one reason or another. So we don't want their ballots rejected. We want every vote to count.
Very good.
And also, we will have, for those Democrats who haven't met our state chair, Alicia Andrews, she will be here tonight. So we're happy to say that. If you haven't met her, she's a wonderful person as well. So it'd be great to meet not only the candidates, but our state party chair.
Now, Dwayne, you've been at this a minute or two, haven't you, in your life?
Yes.
I mean, you're a young guy, but you started when you just turned 18 in 1 minute, right?
I know, this gray, I don't know, I think it's that the glimpse from the rain.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's the lighting,
all that gray,
man. It's the lighting, man.
The lighting, yeah, you got to get it fixed, Tom.
But, you know, where have your experiences taken you?
Well, right now, through the politics, I kind of took a break, but now when I got back in a couple of years ago,
uh-huh.
decided to run for Congressional District 1 chair, it was... it's a hard fight. I was against some wonderful candidates, but the district chose to have me. I'm on the principles that we would try to do some things different within the party. And one of the things I committed to was getting out in the rural committee community, and I'm happy to say that I didn't disappoint.
Well, you got Karen,
yes.
got all the energy in the world right there with you. I mean, goodness sakes.
Yes.
I mean, you're everywhere.
I enjoyed it, really. This is, I work with volunteers all the time.
And Karen put a lot of sweat and tears and time into trying to coordinate this event. And
mm-hmm.
we're so happy to have her part of the party.
Well, very good. So tonight, if you want to show up tonight, it's at 6 o'clock, Tower Center, Unity Square. We have the panel. We have the federations up there doing the informational panel. And then we have the candidates at 7 o'clock. And during the whole course of the presentation, you will have volunteers out collecting registrations or showing people how to register.
Yes.
It's amazing. There are people who are in their 20s and 30s who never took a passing thought at you know, submitting a ballot.
You can only make a difference with your vote.
Yeah.
And we will have signs there for people
mm-hmm.
to purchase or donate. We will have donation envelopes for the candidates. We will have... Kojo has shirts for sale. We will have buttons. And I do want to mention that Washington County Democratic Party is partnering with us in
Rebecca
this event.
Burris is
Rebecca
the chair.
Doris is the chair of that. And they are partnering with us with that. So look for the volunteers. And if you have any questions, if we don't know the answer, we will get you the answer. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need, we will help you get it, regardless of your affiliation.
Shorty's has got the grill going.
Mm-hmm.
Need Shorty's to wet your whistle. Go see Rick over there at the plaza.
Yeah, so I'll pick up what you can't eat, Tom. I'll be happy to pick it up.
Get a wheelbarrow. Well, this has really been fun. And here's hoping that your event goes smoothly tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Whether folks need to make sure that that holds true, because you don't want to see anybody's event get rained on.
Right.
Especially at that beautiful venue.
Can't yes. rain on our parade.
Yes. Yes. They've had some beautiful events there, and we're hoping this adds to it.
Yes.
Be another one that they can say was another wonderful event.
Well, I will say that that has been used for everything from yoga to politics to religion to just about everything.
Yes.
And, you know, so it truly is a community facility,
yes.
and it is there for the community to enjoy. I want to thank everybody for being here today, Karen and Twan. And how can we get a hold of the party in your office and everything that you're doing?
You can email me at cd1.chair@okdemocrats.org.
Okay.
I also want to mention that the headquarters is now open for Washington County Democrats and CD1 at 215 Seneca. Mm-hmm. And we are having a ribbon cutting at 10:30 on Thursday. And our open house will be Thursday as well at 4 o'clock.
Will you be registering people to vote?
Always registering people.
You know,
vote.
She's got those in her car.
Yes. Yes.
And in her pocket.
Yes.
And in her purse.
Yes.
In places we don't even know.
Yes.
It's like, you know, she'll reach into a tree. Oh, here, you want to
register? She will register you if you...
talk to my volunteer coordinator, Debbie King.
We should see a record number turnout this
yes.
election.
Yeah. All thanks to Karen, yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And good luck at the event tonight.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
All right, you've been...